Oh no, baby. Good God, we are back again. Jesus Christ. On time. You know, once in a blue moon, only when we have special people in the studio. Yeah. That's probably
otherwise
why.
We'd still be outside fucking off.
Yeah, probably. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Oh No Radio Show. I am your host, Owen. Hey, alongside me are my good friends, Ty.
Thanks for calling me special just a second ago.
Oh, you're welcome. Nice. You're welcome. I wouldn't talk about you, you motherfucker.
What? I'm special. Leave me alone.
Just because you're tall.
It's hard being special your whole life. You know, you got to go through weird schooling.
You're wearing helmets.
Fuck.
Yep.
Smaller modes of transportation than the rest of us were on.
But I am special. Don't forget about that.
I know. Okay. All right. We got it. Thank you, Ty. Duncan is also with me in studio. Duncan, how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm not nearly as special as Ty.
No, you're not.
I'm comfortable with that.
No. Well, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm totally okay with it.
And with us tonight for one night only, I don't know. I'm guessing it's going to be one night only because, you know.
It depends on if you can muster up money to pay him for the next
year. Yeah, exactly. A very, very expensive guest. Ladies and gentlemen,
no,
in
only the
studio
first one's free.
With us is comic, radio superstar, resident newsman of A Mediocre Time with Tom and Dan, and the king of all things toast, Ross McCoy is here.
Hey.
Thank you for joining us, Ross.
Yeah, you guys started on time because tonight you've got the third mic on the top-rated night show in Orlando.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the best radio show in Orlando, according to the Orlando Weekly.
Good God, yes. The credentials.
And, yeah, I host and run several comedy shows any given week from week to week.
You do indeed.
Start on time.
Start on time.
Yay. Jesus. You assholes.
And don't expect me to remember Donnie and Trotter's names.
Okay, got it. You probably don't even know mine. It's fine. Do you know what show you're even on?
Judging from that cacophonous caterwauling at the beginning of the show, this is the Oh No Radio Show.
Yeah, we got him to say it. He can leave now. He can leave now. I got.
Thank you, dude. Thanks
you got
for
a sound bite. That's all he needed.
Yeah, it's all I needed. I
appreciate it, guys. It's good to get in, get out, get your work done. Yeah, that's
right. That's right. Are the headphones too loud, or is this just your style?
Yeah, I don't even usually rock cans.
I didn't know.
But like, yeah.
No, that's good.
I did want to listen to your little intro.
That's fine. If there's something that we, I don't even have any video clips, you know.
Thank God.
Applause again.
But yeah, no, we all right. Yeah, we could deal without the headphones, I suppose. But no, you sound good. What do you think of our humble digs here?
This is a great setup. Yeah, I really like it. Duncan, Ty, you guys are good guys.
Yeah,
Well, thank you.
I've been
sir.
Here with you with Owen before.
Yeah, you've hung out with me on that couch before.
Absolutely.
Actually.
There's a little hint of Ross Paget in the air. Has that guy ever been here?
In fact, he has sat right in that spot
in that very seat.
I could tell. That guy's awesome.
Yeah, he is. Yeah,
I never liked that seat.
Speaking of Ross, he's been on your comedy nights, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Is that where you guys know each other from originally?
First time I did my first comedy show that I put together the other day at Caddyshanks. And Ross Paget was one of the first guys I asked just because
awesome.
I knew he's amazing. And, put him up second. After the show, the owner was like, "That guy, that tall guy with the red hair," and he like set the tone for the whole show. He was amazing, and I was like, "Yes, sir, he did."
yeah. No, Ross is one of those guys, and he's not been doing stand up for a particularly long amount of time.
2 or 3 years. He started a little bit before me. I want to say like 6 months to a year before I did.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like 3-4. But he's like a natural.
Yeah, yes.
He like took right to it. He had a feature set before you knew it, and he was off to the races.
He's a naturally funny dude. Like, if you're just hanging out with Ross, because I was lucky enough to know Ross before he had started stand-up, and like, if you're just hanging out with him at his apartment, dude, he's fucking hilarious without even trying.
Yeah.
He's one of those people that's kind of a natural about it. Like, I think everybody is funnier than they give themselves credit for, unless you just suck.
No, that's not true.
No.
Gotcha.
Because I give myself way too much credit for being funny.
No, you do. Absolutely.
I know.
No, you should accept the fact that you're a little funny.
Well, yeah, but, you know.
Like, you don't need to.
I'm funny because I fuck up a lot in life and just tell you the stories of how I fuck up. I'm not funny because I can tell a joke. I've always been the worst joke teller. I can never tell a joke.
I can tell a story.
Yeah,
I can tell a story that has like, but I am horrible at any sort of traditional joke telling. Like, yeah. I can tell stories, but I don't want them to be funny. I'm just telling you what the fuck happened. Like, if it happens to be humorous, that's right. fine. But I'm not. I've entertained thoughts of being a stand-up comedian, and as soon as I actually spend 5 minutes thinking about it, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to leave that to people that are much better suited for
no,
that.
No, I agree. I agree.
I could see it going well for, like, 2 shows, and then you would just fucking... You would flip somebody's table over that was heckling you.
Hey!
Fucking light them are on you trying fire. To, just...
I think what you're trying to insinuate is that I have a rage problem.
You have a little bit of a rage
I've
problem.
I've seen this rage problem.
It's, well, it stems from your hatred of all people, really.
That is an accurate yeah. statement. That's true. I am quite misanthropic.
So you might have what it takes. You never
know. I might have what it takes. Also, I hate myself. So isn't that like, don't you have to hate everybody
I mean,
and
you're checking
yourself?
Off some boxes on the list.
Okay,
sure.
Well.
I mean, not all of them by any means, but like... You have to have this weird ability to like look into a crowd of strangers' faces and not care that they hate you and keep telling jokes anyway.
I used to be
I know
an
this
actor.
Joke works 9 out of 10 places anywhere else in the given universe.
But tonight,
like, tonight
in
these
this
guys
place,
know, but that's what I got. So
but
I
tonight in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I love going. I've seen you a couple times now at Bull and Bush. That night is always
great
fun.
Place.
Always fun. It's a for those of you not in the Orlando area. It's Saturdays. I've been.
Saturday.
It's still Saturday.
First and third Saturday.
First and third.
We do. Okay, we do a little cool. showcase.
Yeah.
I host. You know, most of the time, like 9 out of 10 times you go, I'll be hosting.
I think I saw your toast bit, like. A week after you would announce that you were doing this brand new bit
when it
about
it was still fresh and new,
yeah,
and it,
yeah.
And it had a shine on it. And
mm-hmm.
I could do it without somebody ruining it. It's funny. I went to Tampa and there was a guy that was struggling just a little bit to the audience of 6 in a room that could hold like 200.
Mm.
And this other
that's gotta be tough.
Happened to know Toast and he like shouted out Toast right when I was kind of getting to it.
A comedian and, like, did.
But he thought he was trying to help, and then I saw, like, I turned to him, and I went, hey, yeah, so that is true, sir. How did you know that? Is it because you've seen this bit before, and you're ruining it right now? And I, like, yelled at him, and that was fucking funny in the moment, so.
Well, you saved, in that you sense, saved you did a help, potentially like, shitty situation, though, because a comedian of more than anyone should know not to do that.
That bit is funny just because sometimes people that know it want to save me and that kind of ruins it because the whole thing is in the building to the tension of making people talk about waffles or whatever.
Yeah. No, I get you. It's a good bit. Definitely, you know, see Ross live, guys, at some point. We'll do a trip out to one of his comedy nights sometime.
Don't make empty promises.
No, I'd really love to, man. I'll check it out.
The guy that was going to do the show about a year and a half ago.
I think I've had a written note from a doctor.
Was that what it was?
For my parents every single time. I'm pretty sure.
No, you have.
He did call in at least 2 hours before, so we only docked him a half a point.
Yeah, exactly. We definitely...
Well,
no, we definitely, you know, appreciate yeah. the, no, any time that he's not been able to do it, you've been very cool about
yeah.
it. What I
he's
wanted
like,
to
he's
know,
like,
though,
don't tarnish my reputation with your shitty fucking show.
I know. It's, hey, we got Paget on. If we can get Paget on, we can get, you know, the other.
Yeah, but
the other
we also bribed him with alcohol.
You guys gotta land true. Ross Martin now. That's the third Ross in a.
There's
Orlando
a trifecta?
Comedy.
Yeah, okay.
A trifecta.
Let's work on
a Rossfecta.
Let's
and
do it.
And more personally, Owen, there's a Ross McCoy. Who does comedy out of Jacksonville?
That I've heard you mention this. That's yeah. so crazy.
She's amazing.
How does she spell? How's
Roz?
Just Roz.
Yeah, if you want to look her up on Facebook, her name is Roz Candy DMs, all one word, McCoy.
Nice. And you've worked with her?
I have actually. Yeah, I hosted for her at Gregory's.
So you obviously had to acknowledge that.
I think like there was just like a wink to it in the intro, but like. Or maybe I even said something about in my host set real quick, but like other than that, no, not really.
Now I wonder how like people think about this, and Ross Paget included. I know Ross Paget, you know, from the factory as we like to call it. So I know him fairly well before that, but still, I mean, and definitely with you, I barely know you. I was nervous as hell saying, "Hey Ross, I live right down the street. After your comedy night, you want to come back and you know come to my house?" And then. You know, maybe part
come to my house. I'd love to suck you. I mean, hang out with you.
and you know, cool enough guy obviously did. But, you know, I was nervous as hell to do that.
Yeah.
And then even just hitting you up on Facebook, I felt weird. Like, do you get that a lot with your newfound fame, your your pod fame.
Oh, you guys are vastly overestimated.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
No, no. Not.
We like to think that it's like such a, like it's a big thing and there are limos and
yeah, pod cars. Fame, yeah.
Well, he gets
pod
treated fame. So poorly.
Deli trays,
on,
yeah.
On Tom and Dan, I feel like I want to honor the man.
Those guys treat me real well, but like, you know. I mean, in terms of like, you know, compensation and stuff.
Well,
but
no.
Like, other whoa, than that, whoa, like, comedy is such a hard.
Whoa, wait. Compensation?
There's,
yeah, they get paid.
Shut the what? Fuck. What?
That's a possibility.
Look at this. Don't tell sir. Them. Look at
yeah,
this.
Exactly. Yeah,
wait, wait, wait. Free? Oh, and where's our swag? Where's our swag?
Show the.
I get paid in t-shirts and koozies and
yeah, koozies.
If I showed you my Tom and Dan like mug collection, you'd be jealous. It's insane. You know, hats. I get all kinds of shit, man. It's,
damn.
It's literally like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Dude,
it's fucking awesome.
I got paid in like 25 stickers to take to Denver and to give to yeah. potheads. That's
and I inventoried every single sticker.
You did.
But in terms of like comedy, that's where it's like real skimpy. You don't get paid for that shit very much.
No.
Bull and Bush being like the exception. Gerstein's got like a real good deal there. And like, you know, certain other rooms, they at least pay right. a pittance.
It seems like a grind though, a little bit. Like, you know.
For sure.
It,
like, but getting rewarding. Started definitely is.
You have to do it, right?
Yeah.
Kind of. Unless yeah. you know a shortcut.
Unless
a shortcut,
you're.
I
awesome.
Know we've thrown out his name before, but you know my boy Clay Robertson by chance
yeah,
in town?
Clay.
I love Clay, man. Yeah, he's an old friend. He's an interesting dude. And if you want to talk shit about it, I'll listen. You know, I want to know. But yeah, we're trying to get him on.
Yeah, we'll definitely have him on the show, and
he's volunteered to do it.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I want to have, you know, an assortment of people. I mean,
yeah.
From comedians to entertainers of all types. And
Orlando's a good town for it.
Yeah, why not?
You know, like, it's very entertainment driven, no matter what kind of entertainment. Oh, yeah.
They're all here anyway.
Yeah.
We were kind of talking the other day about the fact that there's like a weird brain trust sort of with your factory and like the exterminators down the street and stuff. There's
yeah.
like a place where you can exchange creativity for money, you know? So like
yeah.
that paradigm even exists around here. Like
right.
whereas Detroit, not so much. Maybe like some, but like more rarefied lately.
Detroit,
that's his jam.
We're Philadelphia.
No, it became. It was my jam that was forced upon me.
Yeah, it was.
And then I went back to the mitten, and I was just like, "Oh, Detroit's not so bad. It's a shithole, but it's not so bad."
Go to Detroit and then go to Miami.
I would rather go to Detroit than Miami.
I just went to Miami the other weekend, and it is pretty fucking fantastic down there. Like,
but there's parts that are fucking awful.
Oh, right. There's parts same that are anywhere. Awful. But, dude, like, okay, I'll tell you that there's, what is it, like, Wynwood or Wildwood?
Yeah, Wynwood.
Wynwood down there, like the
Wynwood walls where
yeah,
all the graffiti
is. All the graffiti is and shit. Like, I think that that's really cool. I was on tour with the show, and we played the Adrian Arsch Center, and we were in Miami cool. for a week. But, dude, like, I hate Miami. That's just like, it's just not my style.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would rather spend a week in Detroit.
I think I
than
hate more of
you know
Miami
sucks,
than I
fucking
like.
Fucking white sand but beaches, crystal clear blue water.
Hot bitches.
But no,
everywhere.
Here's the thing is I never get to go to a beach when I'm in Miami. I'm always working.
I can't even see you at the beach.
I'm so
I can't really
look
either.
At me.
I asked him the other day if he swims. I'm like, do you swim?
I know how. I'm a very excellent swimmer.
Because I have a pool you can come hang out.
I just
I have
don't.
Studied the physical aspects
no, no, no.
of swimming.
I used to be a swimming
I have
fool.
A degree in theoretical swimming.
Degree in theoretical swimming. I do. I have a PhD in theoretical
never
swimming.
Never touched water. Never, I'm allergic to chlorine, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't stop getting tattoos long enough to fucking get in chlorinated
that
water.
That was your excuse. Yeah.
That is pretty much the... Not excuse,
dude,
it's the
it
reality.
It cleans it out, man. It keeps it nice and chlorine-y.
You shut
it's
your
delicious.
Fucking... Don't you give me that false science bullshit.
That is funny you bring that up, because I've never seen him in
yeah,
a pool environment.
Swim, he's,
where, no,
he's like,
no.
He's like black people.
Like black... No, black people don't know how to swim.
No, they don't.
I
swim.
Know how to swim.
they could
or
do it if they
had Aquaman.
Oh, they could do it.
Or I'm secretly Aquaman.
Good cover for Aquaman.
It would be.
Guy
would
who never
be.
Swims? Yeah, I'm on to you, Aquaman.
Shit. Don't swim.
God, they're doing a movie for fucking Ant-Man.
Yeah, yeah.
That's bullshit.
He reminded me with Aquaman.
Gonorrhea
Aquaman.
Man
but
is next.
Here's the deal, though.
It could be done right. It's if, Hank Pym is a character that invents Pym particles, and he's Ant-Man, and he's Giant-Man eventually.
Oh, really?
There's
they
a lot
probably
of
won't do Giant-Man
the
right away.
The Wasp comes
yeah.
into it later with the Avengers and stuff. So.
It just sounds so lame.
It
like,
is.
But
they can,
Ant-Man.
They can
yeah,
do
but,
it
dude,
right.
there were so many superhero movies that should have been so good that were horrible.
But yeah. like Marvel's on a roll, and some of the new, even like Hawkeye by Matt Fraction is really good. And so like if they can turn Hawkeye around and make me give a shit about the guy with the bow and arrow,
right?
Like,
yeah.
Then I'll see what they can do with the Ant-Man. I'll give him a swing at it.
Well, it's Paul Rudd, and I kind of have a man crush on Paul Rudd, so I'll go see it for that. And what if they do it kind of comedically, though? I mean, I guess...
What, like The Tick?
I don't know. I just see Paul Rudd's... He's got that sort of just kind of sly... he's got a weird comedic style to him. Like, he's got that real dry...
We got to set a timer for 6 months exactly from now and come back to this.
Yeah.
And see how Ant-Man did.
Let's see. And
I think it's going to be good.
I'm sure it'll do gangbusters at the box office for sure.
You think so?
Yeah, because it's a Marvel franchise.
Duncan is secretly a superhero. Of course he's going to chime in.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. He's pretty defensive.
Yeah, Edgar Wright was supposed to do that, but he left.
He backed out, right? Yeah.
I forget who's doing it now.
The last like movie rumor that I got excited about was Guillermo del Toro doing At the Mountains of Madness.
I was gonna guess Howard the Duck.
The fucking Duck.
Yeah,
I really hope they do that.
That's like
remake anything.
That was a good flick when
Bring
I was
that.
A kid.
Dude, I love
when I was,
love,
a, kid,
I
when I was a kid.
When I was a kid and we had like a dozen movies, Howard the Duck was pretty strong.
Well, apparently there's a whole like nod to it in that Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, yeah, he's
like,
in the prison.
Something
oh, I wasn't
in
gonna
there.
Spoil stuff like that.
Oh wow!
Oh, Owen's notorious for spoiling shit.
Oh, okay,
he
yeah. Well,
care.
Then it's the after thing to Guardians of the Galaxy. Then that's like Howard.
I haven't
the
even
Duck
seen
is on
the fucking movie.
Howard the Duck is on the abandoned head in the nowhere in the middle of space. See, there's at the downtown library. They have every comic book known to man. Not a lot of people know this. So when I take the kids, we go and we get our comic books too, and so like I'm up on every storyline. Guardians
that's
of the
awesome.
Galaxy, that's like an abandoned celestial head, and they live in it. And that dog with the since we're spoiling shit, that dog with the spacesuit like has telepathic powers and ends up running that thing, and that's their base.
Nice,
pretty badass.
I fucking love comics,
and
dude.
And we were asking what Ross did in his time, just you know,
stay at home dad.
Yep. Like, what, yep. How do you know? What
went
do you
to
do?
The library today.
That's it.
Solo run with the oldest. We hit like, you know, third floor, mainly nonfiction. I picked up a bunch of poker books.
Nice.
He's into Dilbert.
Nice.
He's
nice.
Into Dilbert.
Do you get much chance to hang out with your kids like independently of each other? Just like
not a lot. And it was fun today. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah. So. I imagine that must be tough for like I know with me and my brother, it was very rare that it wasn't all of us, you know,
right.
Like
yeah.
It was never I was out. Doing something with just dad or what have you, you know? I don't know.
I got three, so like less than two even is hard.
Yeah. Now, you've got a very interesting story, and I do want to briefly, you know, explain a little bit more about Ross and where he comes
backstory.
From. And the backstory,
backstory.
Of this guy. That is apparently, you know.
The contract was for 15 minutes. I feel like I'm 5-0.
Yeah, I think you are too. I think you are too. But no, you come from such like sort of like weird humble roots to be doing what you're doing now is awesome. it's
he's really good at oral.
Oral.
See what I did there?
Yeah, oral. I got it.
It's only gonna play like in this room.
That's weird that like that's not a common statement. It's so obvious. I wonder why people don't use that.
Oral. Yeah.
Oral.
Oral Roberts kind of tried to roll with it, but to middling success.
What an asshole that Oral
No, but
Roberts.
You do. You come from this like sort of like we were saying outside the what are they called? The news blogs or message boards?
Yeah. Message board, not news the, blogs. News blogs
news
and blogs message boards
something completely different.
Fairly different.
But from there, you moved into you know I guess just kind of this weird world of talk radio and then podcast and. I don't know. Say a little more
that pretty
because
much sums it up. Message board. I started out on a message board. Those guys had a podcast, and I kind of you know latched onto them. You know, Soma Cal. Those guys,
yep.
Jeff, Mickey, and Jay, and then from that, yeah, I got out of Tom and Dan.
Now is Soma Cal? Is that how Mark found us?
That is. That's a we have a fan from the UK
who might call maybe.
No, he can't. He already
said that he didn't want to hear Bane. Or T-Pain or any of the other bollocks that we do.
Yeah.
I'm just paraphrasing. I didn't talk to him, but I just I'm assuming. You fill me in if I'm wrong. But he
Speaking
said, fuck you,
earlier.
Ty,
yeah.
I believe was what
was
he
specifically
said.
Specifically what he
nice.
Said.
Yeah.
He wanted to say hi to Ross, though. He did make
he
sure
did.
To throw that in.
Right. But he said, but no, fuck you, Ty.
He's pretty much our biggest fan, and he listens
surprised.
To almost all the shows, and he's always been there for us. He came over on vacation. We had him in studio. And yeah, no, it's just funny that that's how we have gotten. We've still got
that's how we got our one fan
from the Soma Cow days. Remember, you guys had like
so we actually owe him money
Soma
now.
Cow or like yeah. It was something on the website like that. And I remember just writing Jeff being like, "Hey, I do a show." And
correct, they were like so cool about that. That's what was awesome.
Yeah,
about those guys, you know, as long as you had like a legitimate product, they had no problem, promoting you.
Yeah, I wish more people in this town were like that.
Hey, people.
Those guys were still like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, they were good at what they did, and I'd love to see them back at it one day if they wanted to.
No, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
People not in this town think that we're a legitimate enterprise.
And
so.
I'm talking about Jeff and Jay. Mickey, of course, has a podcast, Corrupting the Kids.
I've not heard that actually.
Okay, yeah, I was just on that one a couple weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
No, I that must have slipped through the cracks for me. That's a weird one because
it's a good show. They have like basically it started with them and their kids, and then,
okay,
and then they kind of moved on to like other, and then a surrogate for the kids at this point, basically. And it's like I do it. This guy, there's a couple of local comedians that'll do it too. Corrupting the Kids. It's a good show.
Nice, nice, nice. Moving on, I wanted to while we're on the topic, still a little bit, I guess, of Tom and Dan. I wanted to bring something up that is actually a gift that I want you to give Tom. You see, this is a pizza bag.
Oh boy!
That the Pizza Hut delivery man, he actually left at my home and never came to pick it up. And I know Tom likes 7-Eleven pizzas, so I'm gonna hand that to you. And that is going to be a
the official owner
of
radio show Pizza Hut
bag. This is
bag.
Our bag.
It's been branded.
Yep, that we're passing along, and now this is our gift to you guys over at A Mediocre Time. He's absolutely speechless. He's
doesn't even know how to.
What can I say other than thanks, Ono Radio Show?
That just shows you the level that we're on.
Yep. You get leftover pizza bags.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, what do you,
I mean, that's a one of one, man. That's
an
the only one.
Do you not understand though? Like, do you think he's gonna put the pizza in it and then carry it to the carry it to the
that's what I have
his,
in my
in
head
his
yes.
mind?
To the cab of his truck and then pull the pizza out again and consume it in his truck?
I guess
yes.
So, yeah.
That's where he's going to eat the pizza.
Yeah, that's where he's going to eat the pizza.
That's why he gets the 7-Eleven pizza.
You shame eats the pizza in his truck?
I don't think he's ashamed of it.
Oh,
he
gets the whole pizza?
It's pretty
just
open
slams
that he
it?
Eats in his truck and throws the trash on the floor until rinse, repeat.
Well, you know.
Oh, yeah, no, that's
stomp it down
that's
for
what
a certain amount of
for.
Time, kick the ants out once in a while.
Now,
now
if there's another tragic incident, you don't have a podcast to go to or a job or your wife leaves you, you're a step in the right direction of
like,
your...
I can apply a pizza and I'm like, hey, I got my own bag.
Got my own bag.
Yeah. And
that
don't
came
worry.
From this store, conveniently enough.
Don't worry.
It's even got your logo on
it's pre-stickered.
Yeah.
So that, it's got that going for
it's custom. I'll get all the tips with the Ono Radio Show sticker on it. Look at the crispness of this
sticker.
As
long as I deliver pizza to Mark, I'm good to go.
Yeah. There you go. No,
he's local?
No, Mark.
No,
I know.
Sorry.
I mean,
he
could hardly deliver pizza across the ocean.
You know what? Even if you flew it across the ocean, it would probably still be better than the shitty pizza that I've had in the UK.
Oh God, that is one thing they can't do.
Do you know they've got their stuff though? If you wanted some sausage and mashed potatoes with
I'm British.
You're good to go.
I love some British food.
I love British food too.
All right, they know about butter on toast and stuff. I'm down with the British breakfast.
An English breakfast,
full British. Yeah.
Yes. No, it's the shit. HP, just brown sauce in general.
See, we had this conversation.
It's the brown sauce.
Yeah,
it's amazing stuff.
The House of Parliament sauce. It's pretty good. They serve it at the Bull and Bush with the Scotch egg.
It's amazing. I can put it on anything. I can put it on anything.
It's good stuff.
Do you have it in the fridge?
It's basically like sweet A1.
I wouldn't even say it's
A1 with just a hint of
sweet. It's like tangy or
smoky. It's a little smoky.
Yeah, I don't know. But
you know what? Good enough for the House of Parliament, good enough for me.
And it's got more of a ketchup consistency. I feel like an A1's a little runnier. Just,
Disagree.
That's
a symptom of not keeping your A1 well shooken. You need to keep it shooken at all times.
Don't need to shake HP.
I shake everything.
I'd have to read the
label. I shake everything.
I'll shake everything.
Don't need to shake HP.
Okay. Shake everything.
I'll check the label, but that might just be some weird British thing.
Okay.
You get the vinegary bit first that way.
You've been to the UK?
Perfect British accent.
That was good. You did nail it.
You did nail it.
Mark
is going to be happy. Mark just fucking shot himself in the ear.
He'll be hearing
it. With a nail gun.
He'll be hearing it tomorrow in his car. He'll be fucking swerving off the road.
Off the motorway.
Yeah, that's usually what happens.
Off the motorway, governor. Sorry, Mark.
No, have you been to the UK?
Never been.
Never been? You've been, Duncan.
Yep.
And you've not been. Yeah. No, it's one of those things. I think everybody needs to go at least once just to sort of understand.
The coolest thing I thought about the UK is just how fucking ancient everything is. Like, you're walking down buildings in the middle of London, and it's just like the cornerstone on that one says, like, 1600. It's like, how in the fuck?
Would I fit in most places? I hit my head on everything.
You're tall. You're too tall for most places. Yeah. I feel like you'd be good out at Stonehenge.
Stonehenge is cool.
You'd be good out in, like...
I'd hang out there.
Like the Glastonbury Festival or something like that. You'd be good. You'd be just, like, good out in Sherwood Forest. And
you know where it's open.
Scottish moors are almost perfect.
Yeah. You'd go hang out with the Loch Ness Monster.
Dude, it's on.
Tree Fitty.
It's on.
I would hang out with the Loch Ness
Monster. Loch Ness Monster, Tree Fitty.
I didn't actually get to go to that part of Scotland. That kind of bummed me out.
Scotland is... it's always weird.
You're a hater.
It's always weird
because
you're
kind of British. You're a hater.
No. First off,
I'll give you the kind of.
Was it Groundskeeper Willie?
I know some good parts of Scotland and I know some bad parts. Like, Glasgow is not a wonderful city.
No,
it really isn't.
It's not.
And of course, like the weather in Scotland is just not desirable in the slightest. It's gray 99% of the time. Fucking rain.
Also, this is a totally inaccurate statement for the week and a half that I spent in Scotland. Fucking was not gray. Was grayer in England, obviously. Well. Like,
so,
it was
week and a half in the game. You got to admit that's strong.
It is.
I mean, more than the average, like, day or two that somebody's going to go.
Yeah, you know. No, I hear what you're saying. I think
I was also in the UK for like 3 months, so total.
Would you say, though, Brits, when they come over, I've noticed, you know, just in Orlando, they can be some of the worst.
They're the worst people on the planet.
I've always said that
don't know how to tip.
There is a lot of that.
Assholes, you fucking know goddamn well how this shit works. You fucking know how it works. Stop being ignorant cocksuckers. Leave my girlfriend a tip at the fucking bar.
That's
all I'm going to say, because otherwise, like, you know.
Whilst I completely agree with you.
You guys like to have a Mark as a listener that.
Mark.
Good run.
No, fuck Mark. Mark probably tips.
He's guilty.
Mark's a good guy. Mark will come over and he'll probably spend double on a tip because he doesn't want to be seen that way.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? But for the majority of people in the UK, I can see why they're so, you know, I don't want to use the word depressed, but sort of. There's a general, like, because of the weather a lot of the times and the cold and the rain and just, like, I don't know. I can see this real depressed side of people when they come over. Like, even on vacation, they bring it with them. That sort of just...
Well, they're easy spot because they're all, like, bright red from being sunburned for the last 3 days.
Black socks,
and
sandals.
They don't put on sunscreen. They're bright red.
They don't understand how the sunscreen is actually, like, a thing that you should...
No, they... Black socks and
sandals. No, they don't. Like, they always get sunburned to fuck. Yeah. But black socks and
Liverpool
sandals.
Jersey. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, get a lot of those.
Actually, no, any idiot is wearing a fucking Liverpool jersey now. Like, you can't.
Well, now that soccer's trendy.
Well, I mean, for like the past like few years, you've definitely been able. It's been a lot harder to point out somebody that, you know.
I've always had good luck with the Brits. Now, like, I used to work a carnival ride maybe at one of the amusement parks here in town.
Okay, yeah.
And maybe we had a rule where you didn't have to wear your shoes, but they had to be on the ride with you for evacuation purposes.
Fair.
And so. The people that we had the most trouble with throwing their shoes to the side, despite having been explained to several times along the process that they had to have their shoes with them as a minimum along the ride, were the Brazilians.
The Brazilians, absolutely. I hate them too. As a group,
my particular carnival ride had like an entrance, and like you would start at the entrance, and they would come in speaking English and asking you questions and finding out information about the ride, and then you'd proceed in your carnival ride, you know, attraction tour, and the next station would perhaps be where they got on the ride, and suddenly they did not know English, and it was fucking weird.
Yeah, they just play the game.
Yeah.
But it was a very rude game. Whereas, like, the English tourists, maybe a lot of the same interactions would take place, but, like, on a more, much more polite level, you know, from my perspective, anyway.
Yeah. And I think if you really know it when an English person is, like, slagging you off, too, because they're just, you can't! You know, it's an initial.
Yeah, but it's the same with the. You know that the majority of those goddamn Brazilians speak English, and when they refuse to speak English to you, like when you speak to them, they look at you and then they just turn to their friends and just start talking in Portuguese. It's like, I will fucking rip your throat out and then I will fuck the hole. That's how angry
that's
I get.
That's how charming, yeah, you are with
rage. With Brazilians.
Yeah.
Rage issues.
I don't have rage issues.
Just a little bit, man.
Oh,
it's okay.
It's cool, dude.
You might watch too many violent films. I don't know.
I don't watch violent films.
Okay, so.
I don't watch anything.
RoboCop? Was it RoboCop did it to you?
Dude, I watched RoboCop a lot as a kid.
My fucking wife queued up RoboCop the other day, and I was like, oh, no, sweetie, do you remember RoboCop? And
you,
like,
the kids were, and then, no.
Like, yeah. We were arguing about it, and then he went... Well, started mowing people down. I was like, see? And then she's
dude,
like,
within the first 5 minutes.
It's like super early.
It's
it wasn't,
funny because
we didn't argue for long. That's my point. We didn't argue for a whole long time about
your
it.
Kids are about the age I saw it. It fucked me up.
I remember it too. But, and it's a cool movie after that, but like there's some violent shit that happens.
Yeah. Like the they blow him apart to make him RoboCop. Like that's the thing that everybody forgets.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That highway chase right before that too is pretty fucking graphic, but then once they actually like they blow Murphy the fuck apart, like they, you watch correct. Them blow his hand off with a shotgun.
Yep,
that's
yep.
the first one, and thank God that's for practical effects, dude. Like thank God for practical effects.
Then doesn't he shoot some dude in the dick? I remember.
I think he had a dick gun at one point. Is that what you're
thinking of? That's from Dusk Till Dawn. That's Tom Savini.
RoboCop. He shoots a dude in the dick. It's a rapist.
He shoots dude in the dick through the girl's crotch.
I think
crotch.
He does like that data spike into the dick. Doesn't he do that into the crotch at one point?
He does that in, I think, RoboCop 2. But in the first RoboCop...
Was it 2?
No, I know for a fact what Owen's talking about because there's the rapist with the crazy mohawk.
I remember it now. He shoots it through the dress.
The dress, yeah. And he shoots...
Yes!
Yeah, shoots the dude in the dick through the girl's dress.
Yeah!
Exactly.
Quality film.
Yeah.
I have to know about RoboCop because I have him tattooed on my thigh. Like, I have to know about RoboCop.
You've also got Judge Dredd.
What?
Which,
what do you want to talk shit about?
I don't know
Judge
about
Dredd.
Dredd, man.
What's wrong with Dredd?
Do you know but
I need to watch that one again, I think.
I know you need to read the comics. Like, I don't know that you need to watch. I mean, the Sly Stallone, don't get me wrong, it's got
even
its place.
Even the comics, like, he's fighting dinosaurs a lot of the time. There's
it's a British
Dredd.
Comic, so
I've
that's
read,
why...
I've read my share of Judge Dredd.
That's why Owen would like it.
And then, like, he fucks with
he
Batman.
He puts brown sauce
he's not
on
even
everything.
That hard about it.
He
like,
fucks with Batman?
Yeah, I read, like, the Batman Judge Dredd. I'm a nerd, I guess, a little bit. And
welcome.
He's all right, but not a huge fan. Who's your guy?
Oh, Dredd is an arrogant. But I have Robo here. I have Dredd here. So I have like outlaw law enforcement on my thighs. It's a party in my pants.
Outlaw law.
Who's all invited?
On my thighs. On my thighs.
I don't. I mean, like I like the X-Men. I like Warren Ellis does some good stuff. I would like. I wish he did like a lot more stuff. But
I don't. I'm not familiar really.
You're not a comic.
I'm not a huge comic guy. No. I mean, I know basics, but. Warren Ellis, sorry.
Since I discovered the library stash, like I said, I've been super into it.
Yeah. Ty.
Good tip, though, on the library stash.
Yeah, seriously. Sure. You can get all sorts of shit, though. Can't you get, like, pretty DVDs? Much every movie?
If you live
and,
close
and,
enough,
like,
you can get it sent to your house, too.
Oh, yeah, and it's not very, music? It's not super, I mean, it's pretty far, too. Like, they'll deliver a lot of places.
Yeah.
It's cool. My kid, we just got a kid from a book for my kid's summer reading. They come drop it off right on your porch.
That's awesome.
Our Tom and Tom's chick, they have stuff sent to our house all the time because they won't do it to their house, but they show up once a week, and yeah,
just get it from
your library.
They get new stuff all the time too: DVDs, books,
music.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah,
no. Yeah. Libraries are a totally underrated resource
and underused.
Yeah,
invented by Ben Franklin.
Ben Franklin. God, we haven't even talked about that. Do you want to, or is that something?
We were at the Orlando Weekly thing, and the owner of Trinity Tattoo was like, remember the time you did the Ben Franklin thing at the tattoo shop? And I was like, now I do. Yeah, I remember that. Holy shit. How do you remember that?
For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, Ross, you did stand up prior to Ben Franklin, or was it your first time?
It was like weirdly intertwined. Like, they started calling me Ben Franklin, and then it was right when I was starting to do comedy. And then for some reason, one of us thought it would be funny to do comedy as Ben Franklin. And
Hair was longer at the time.
I did it in a few comic contests, and I wrote some good jokes for it.
Oh, no. I've seen some of the clips of it. I was never there for it live, but
I don't think I ever got my best set on tape, though. Think everything that exists on tape is pretty crappy.
Yeah. I hear you. But it's a fucking hilarious thing where the whole concept is, if I'm not mistaken, Ben Franklin is time traveling. Ben Franklin.
Yeah, that was one of the early concepts.
Basically,
just so I could have a couple time traveling jokes in there.
Yeah. But now he's here
patting it out a little bit. But I got a solid five of Ben Franklin eventually. Just Ben Franklin stuff.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And he has the full costume and the glasses. You had a cup. You had a nice cup of tea.
I had long hair.
He had the hair for it. Cool. Yeah.
And I would spray it or, get it silver. But then, now I'm down to a wig, basically, if I ever do it again.
Right. Would you?
I did it once. A couple people have requested it here and there. I basically do it by request now. That's about it.
Well, one of the first, when we were originally talking a year ago about having you on the show, I threw out the idea, why don't you just do the whole show as Ben Franklin?
It sounded fun, but then it sounded super hard.
Yeah,
that sounded like an Owen was drunk at 2 in the morning. That's it was exactly just like, dude, this is going to be a great idea. Duncan's not answering his phone. What else can I do?
What minor celebrity in our Orlando, could I bother?
Is Master Patroller busy?
What's that guy's name?
Oh, I can never remember. I can never remember.
Master Legend. Master Legend.
Yeah,
that guy.
Have you all met him ever?
I've never run into him. I've been dying to. I've seen all the stuff. He's in. There's a movie on Netflix called Superheroes, and he's in it prominently.
Yeah.
Drinking fucking Coors Light out of Bush out of the back of his van.
He's got his cooler in the back of his rape van.
Of his battle van, sorry.
The rape van is what I call it.
Yeah.
What would you do?
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
You don't know about Master Legend? Let me...
Orlando's superhero is Master Legend.
What if we kitted you out as Master Protector, and you, we're working the same block?
Okay. I can get behind
with
this.
With Budweiser instead of Coors Light?
It'd be perfect. It's a match made in heaven.
Fake superhero.
He's fat, and I'm skinny. I could be all...
You're Bizarro?
Yeah. Could be fun. Jesus. Fucking
this is Master Legend.
Oh yeah, you have to see him if you've never seen him.
What the fuck is this?
Local, and he has been fighting crime for I don't know, 8, 10 years, 15.
He does some decent shit though. He gives some food to the homeless. Right, cool. And
does he?
Yeah.
Master Legend, I give him props. He's a very blue collar drunken dude to me with a sweet get up. He gets around. He does some good shit for the community.
So he is not,
So he's living the dream.
I was going to say, I don't think he doesn't he's look like a philanthropist dream. To me.
I think in the movie Superheroes, which is a documentary about all these random, fake superhero dudes, he actually has I remember it's a busted ass window AC unit that he found, and he was then going to be giving it to, he gave it to a homeless person or something.
They can strip it down.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You were at the Best Of party, right?
Was that? Oh, yeah.
Because I think he was there.
He was kind of the bit, I think. They were taking pictures. He was in pictures and stuff. Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm glad he was there.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's getting his due.
I don't know what he won, if he won something, but...
Best local superhero?
Yeah.
All kidding aside, that motherfucker's...
Dude, if that's the case, then I want to be a superhero.
You can take it?
I don't know. Ooh. I don't have a costume that sweet.
The stash.
The stash.
That's just the stash.
The stash.
Yeah, that's your logo. That's your emblem. Like, the Hulk Hogan just wear mustache.
Just wear like pieces of fucking random costume.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is where he secretly reveals the Aquaman suit.
Yeah, see, I was like trying to bait him into it.
Yeah, and now I see.
You're never
gonna
get me to admit
that. I see how this is gonna go.
Yep.
I'm gonna get you in my pool.
Fucking porpoise around.
Your pool is a very odd pool, I will say.
It's an old school pool that I have.
God damn.
It's still a pool.
There's a lot of alliteration.
You know, pools have
of
jets around them, you know, sort of circulate the water. I'm not calling your pool a shitty pool, but
he's like, but I'm never going to your pool again. I'll go
but
to
your
Gina's.
Pool has the jet. It does. One singular jet.
It works.
That's fun sometimes, though. If it's going like in a direction, you get a little whirlpool.
There's no
going,
direction. There's no whirlpool. No,
it's a rectangular pool.
Yeah, it wouldn't like that. And you could see like he's got this spot where a diving board should have been or
it
was
used to be.
Used to be. Yeah.
It's like illegal now.
Everybody took him out. Yeah.
But the thing, well, and I can see with this pool in particular. I mean, it goes.
It gets
quick. Pretty deep, and it's got a very like it's very inclined. You know, the grade of the slope is.
I was happy that I was really happy to have you guys come over and hang out, even though
of course, but you know, I would be terrified jumping off a diving board that looked like it would have been there because you shoot it a little too far. You're going straight into the shallow end. Yeah. Fuck.
I'm a tall human. I'm not going to do it. Not going to dive. I'll cannonball all day, but
I dived into your pool, but not off a diving board.
Yeah.
Like, I just imagine, God.
We go down to the YMCA Aquatic Center once in a while.
Do you the one off,
crazy high dives in there. They got like 15, 60 footers.
Do you
or
do
whatever.
Them?
Fuck no, they won't. They won't let you near those things. But like even the two they will let you go off of are kind of scary, into a giant pool. You know, like if you slip or like...
You know,
I'm an idiot. I'm clumsy. I could see myself breaking my neck doing a fucking diving board real easy.
With wet feet, just walking up on... Dude, okay. When I was in high school and I went to... Because I'm a super dork and I went to a journalism camp at Michigan State. And one of the days, like, they had the campus pool open to us. And the high dives, the full, you know, Olympic regulation high dives were completely open. They didn't give a flying fuck. There were no lifeguards. There was no anything. They were just like, oh, you want to use the diving board? Okay. Fucking go for it. I went up and I jumped off the, and it was the scariest shit. It was like, it's adrenaline, like, and I really it, and I really hate it at the same time.
Well,
like,
you fuck it up, too. It's going to hurt when you hit that
water.
And
I was still fat.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. By the way, Russ, Duncan was once upon a time, how big?
Well, I mean, like.
Tree
80?
Yeah.
Big boy.
48-inch waist.
Big boy.
Triple X shirt.
Yeah.
Wait, hang on. I think I have photographic evidence of this.
Mm-hmm.
We had a public pool that had a badass high dive, too. But, dude, it took me, like, we went the first year when I was really young, and I was like, ooh, I got to try that. Really young, I'm saying, like, 12, 11. And the next year we came back, we couldn't get off that thing. You'd have to wait a little bit of a line, but it was, dude. Yeah, you get that adrenaline rush. Do you guys cliff dive? You ever do that?
No.
Have I ever cliff dived? Yeah.
Like, you know, gone to like a quarry or something. You know what I mean?
No. You got a heights thing?
A little bit.
I got that weird one. Like, I'm not scared of it, but I always want to get close to the edge and like look over. Like, I always have this like weird... Like, I'm kind of, like, I can see myself, like, falling off or jumping, and I get that feeling in the stomach.
It's never...
It's the worst.
A lot of people, like, it's not really looking down that fucks me up. It's if I'm up high and I look up that I just get all sorts of fucked up.
Really?
Yeah. It's weird. Now, mind you, obviously, you know that, you know, as part of my profession, like, you've seen me in some very high, precarious places. As long as there's a paycheck attached to it, I can overcome that fear real fucking quick. Mm-hmm. Cliff diving, no. I've done, like, in the lake by kind of where I grew up, there used to be old train tracks that went across the lake, so the old embankments were still there, so we would jump off those, and, dude, if you didn't clear out far enough, you were hitting jagged fucking concrete.
Ow!
Yeah, that's the one thing about doing it. Like, we had quarries and stuff back home where we'd go and jump off, and it wasn't crazy high, but, you know, it's... a few stories. It's like,
yeah, 20, it's a good 30 jump. Feet or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd do it. I mean, I'm a sucker. I'm a sucker for a good rope swing.
But those,
The Lakaiva rope swing is like favorite thing.
We definitely had a rope swing at our quarry. Uh-huh.
I love a good rope swing fail on YouTube. That's
always a good time. That's always a good time.
Ultimate belly flops. Yeah.
I really think that that's part of the reason that I don't swim. Like, I'll do water parks once in a while, but I don't. Like, I'm going to end up on YouTube in one of these fail videos just walking to the pool, and I'm going to split my skull wide open. I think the last time I actually was in a pool was in 2010 when I was in fucking Mexico.
Yeah. You've not been in a pool. You live in Florida.
What the fuck?
You've not been in a pool since 2010?
Why am I going to in the pool? Why do I want to be outside in Florida? Fuck this state.
Duncan is Aquaman.
The pool makes Duncan is Aquaman.
Fuck this state.
There's indoor pools.
You're allowed to. No. There's even ones without chlorine now. Like,
saltwater pools. I love a saltwater pool.
They're pretty cool.
I kind of like them. I don't know. It's almost too soft. Like, it's a weird feeling.
I like it, man. Things are too soft. This blanket is too soft. my underpants are too soft. Saltwater pool is awesome because you can float all day in it. You just, like, you throw your feet up, you throw your hands out, and you just float and let the sunlight hit you. It's beautiful.
Just chill like a manatee.
Mm-hmm.
And it's less upkeep.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it is
better?
Easier.
Maybe when I get a pool, when I hit the big bucks, maybe I'll go saltwater. I don't know.
If you don't get more than one jet, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
I'm going to have so many jets, it's going to be insane.
It's going to actually just be a fucking hot tub. Fucking just jets everywhere.
Did you still want to talk about that ALS feud thing that's going on right now?
Fuck the ALS.
We all know about the ALS fucking annoying wastewater challenge that I guess does some good, but does... I don't know anymore.
No, it does good if you're donating money. It does no good when you're wasting water in a drought. Like, it does absolutely no good.
People pouring buckets of water over their head.
Right.
It is stupid. It's annoying. No, I don't know.
No, the funny one is there's, like, celebrity fucking... tiffs going
There's
on.
Beef going
There's
on
beef
right
going
now.
On. I didn't know beef was still a relevant term.
Yeah.
I thought that, you know, that was like 15
No, the new
years
thing
ago.
Is they're putting shade.
Oh, they're throwing shade.
They're throwing shade. You heard that?
That's the new thing.
That's the new hip lingo, apparently.
It's fucking idiotic too.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I think we're bringing sheesh back, I think.
Oh, sheesh.
Sheesh.
It's funny. I use that in text format a lot.
We're bringing Jabroni back.
Yeah, we're bringing Jabroni back.
Yeah, that was decided a couple weeks ago.
Bring the people's eyebrow back, too. I like
that. Oh, which I could never
can
do
we?
It.
I could almost do it.
We'll bring back Jerry curls and fanny packs while we're at it.
Yeah. I love that picture.
It's such a good picture.
But no, what's this beef going
it's
on?
It's fucking... It's
who is it?
It's 50 Cent and Floyd Mayweather that are beefing. And
all right, that's a good fight. I'm interested.
The things that I've seen so far are like videos of 50 calling out Floyd Mayweather. And the last one was, look, if you can read one page of a Harry Potter book, I will donate $750,000 to the charity of your choice. And then the next video was, Jimmy Kimmel said that if you accept it, he will put it on the air. And since I know you're not smart enough to be able to read Harry Potter, you can read The Cat in the Hat.
Wow.
Apparently, the last one that I saw before I came over here was a response from Mayweather saying, I see your 750K and I raise you $1 million if you can get a video of your kids saying, I love you.
So this whole charity thing is nasty.
So now, so it's gone from a charity thing to somebody's going to get shot.
This is good, though. This might turn me around on the whole thing. If this is what happens, and it's all sorts of just celebrity beefs fighting
and
about
it's
stupid
celebrity
shit,
beefs. Yeah.
I'll love it.
But, like, is this taking place on Twitter and Instagram?
Yep,
and
I imagine.
So, like,
yes, it is.
It's not real. I don't give a shit about anything that happens on Twitter.
Way to be a naysayer, Ross.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Way to destroy the dream.
I'm a little bit of a hater. You know, like, what, you know. I've also been on the internet for longer than 5 minutes, so then I know when people are talking horse shit, and like, you know, when somebody says, I'm going to come to Florida and make your car malfunction so you kill your kids, like, you know, sure, you are Floyd Mayweather or whoever the hell I'm arguing with on
that's
the internet,
why,
you know?
Right.
It's why I have no
it's
problem
so
talking
easy
shit
to
about
type
juggalos.
And And now it's so easy to make videos and post them up and talk shit.
Those are the best.
What do you think of this whole thing with Facebook apparently adding a satire like tag or something articles?
Well,
now.
I think them doing it is shooting themselves in the foot because it seems half their traffic is like people arguing on your articles that they misunderstand. Like, so for Facebook to put a ban on it seems weird.
Really counterintuitive.
Wait, what? I haven't heard about this either. Like they're putting a thing now that's like warning this is satire.
Correct.
Oh yeah. Because so many people can't interpret it.
Because once in a while, the Onion just nails it so hard that like idiots fall for it. You know,
the Onion nails it so, dude. And the Onion's been nailing it for years.
I used to subscribe to the paper version.
Yeah, I have a copy of the paper version from 9/11. And it says the tag is "Holy fucking shit! Attack on America." I still have it.
The one right after that was the terrorists super surprised to find themselves in hell. You know,
yeah,
like,
that's the same.
That
one.
Was like the week
I
after
have the
9/11.
Same one, and it's it's so good.
Here's how much of a talk radio nerd I am. I saw that like early in the morning because I checked the website first thing, and I sent it to Neil Bortz. And Neil Bortz talked about it on his show.
That's amazing.
I fucking submitted that to fucking Neil Bortz. So that's how big of a nerd I am.
That's amazing.
Dude, mad respect for that. Yeah. Matt, that's out of Madison, man, out of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I love the Onion, dude.
Yeah. I was never able to watch the movie. I've seen like bits. I know that there's an Onion movie.
Oh, the Onion movie.
It was all right. It was kind of like
hang
from
things.
They kind of took a swing at like a Kentucky Fried movie, but they didn't quite nail it. Some of the stuff was soft. It was all right though.
I will completely agree with you, but it was worth the watch.
Yeah, it was worth the watch for sure.
Yeah.
But like not something that you're like, oh, I'm definitely watching this again. Like, dude, when you watch Kentucky Fried movie or what's the other one? Always Amazon Women on the Moon.
Oh yeah.
That's a good flick, man. Like I love that one where like they intertwine like the
I've not seen that. I've seen Kentucky Fried, but
Amazon Women on the Moon.
Yeah,
check it out now.
I will.
When we reconvene for the Ant-Man Spectacular,
we'll bring it back up. I know we brought it up the other day, but this movie I saw week or so ago. It's on Netflix now called Super. Are you familiar with it?
No, like, maybe not.
The one with
With Rainn Wilson.
Yeah, Rainn Wilson.
Dwight from The Office or whatever.
Sure.
No,
it's kind of like Master Legend. He puts on
it's a
suit,
very,
okay.
You know,
hits people
I think
with a
I
wrench
started
or
that
something
one,
like
did
that.
Not finish. That's a DNF for me.
Yeah, no, I make it through to at least some of the violent parts when you're maybe when your kids go to bed or what have you, but it surprised me. I don't think it like hit it out of the park, but it was.
He's been trying to sell me on this
movie
for
better.
A week.
No, it was a lot better than I thought it was. I think it maybe gets. I think it got mixed up with the Kick-Ass thing. I think
a little bit.
I think they got totally. Did. They were coming out around the same time. Yep. I think it just kind of got swallowed by how big Kick-Ass became. That it never
Kick-Ass
saw.
Has been a comic book for a long time, though. Like, you know,
I'm talking more of the movie.
Any guy makes his own superhero costume, like movie, is going to be inevitably compared. I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
There was another one, too, wasn't there? There was, like, another one that came out, like, exactly the same time as Kick-Ass, I want to say.
Yeah. No, you're right.
I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, like. I can picture the...
But, again, Library, they got, like, all the way up to Kick-Ass 2 now. It's good series. It's a really good series.
No, I will... I'm going to have to go to the library. Jesus, I don't think I've ever said that in my life.
Well, my work here is done. They paid me to come in here and convince you to come to the library.
We're due for a break, I think.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, it's been about an hour.
Yeah.
I was going to warn you about the comic book hobo, but I guess I won't at this point.
Oh,
there's a comic book hobo.
There's a homeless guy that kind of hangs out in the library 24 hours a day when they're open, and he reshelves all the comic books.
In order? Like, correctly?
I mean, he does a decent job, but like the thing that worries me is like what... Whatever the thing is that would prevent you from getting this job in real life, I don't know, for whatever reason, that's why.
Right.
I shot there recently. I think I know who you're talking about, but there's multiple homeless people in
the
library.
That's interesting. So he must have, you know,
he
must
have
be
a system where
the...
they, like, as the books come in, they put them on a cart, they wheel the cart back out, and it's like to be reshelved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they leave it there for a while, and people pick through it and do half their job for them because most of it's new stuff, you know.
It's the stuff that people want.
They do it all through the library. It's a similar system all through the library.
The video return bin,
And, like, even if you read something in the library, you can lay it there. And so this guy, the second they wheel it out, he comes and reshells everything.
Wow. Just that OCD about it, maybe? Or Who knows, right?
Like, we've been going so long. He was there before he started to do that a long time. But,
wow. Yeah. That's impressive.
I kind of like it.
Downtown like one? It. You talk about the downtown library? Yeah.
Guys, no. What, you got some?
Do they have like a lot of the independent comic books and shit too, or is it?
Oh yeah, they got Image. They got a lot of different
stuff. Like Vertigo and Dark Horse and all that shit. Yeah. Like I pretty much own all the shit that I could want, but
okay, they got the I think it's Image MySpace series for MySpace back in the day.
Whoa.
See, they got old school stuff.
Okay,
too.
All right. Now you sold
me. Fair enough. All right. Fair enough. Time for break.
All right.
Let's do it. We'll be back in a few. Love you guys.
Oops.
See you in a few. Folks, that was some Them Crooked Vultures. I haven't heard this in a while. Ty?
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
It sounds good, though.
Random pop-up. No, it's always good. It's always a good album. Anyway, you are listening to the UNO Radio Show, which you probably already know. It's redundant at this point.
We're just telling you.
But we're
there's
just
a number that you can call that we never really told you about.
You know what it
we're
is?
We're not even going to tell you now.
You just get so fucking used to saying things. Like, me and Duncan do another podcast from time to time.
Yeah.
That's like kind of our own, like separate. Podcast. Yeah, it's our secret feelings podcast.
That's what it's called, actually. Yeah, if you look up secret feelings,
it's not what it's called.
It's not called secret feelings.
It's called something dreadful.
It's mostly called secret feelings, really.
But yeah.
Mostly in the lexicon as secret
feelings.
I dubbed it that because they had to, for some reason, this Oh No Radio Show is not an outlet enough. They have so many extra feelings
that they need to say.
And it's really more, like this is a little bit more topical, you know, like loosely comedic, what have you, on this show. They had to get deep, apparently.
We did. We did.
But I refused to listen to it. Like, I refused to watch any of that ice bucket shit.
Well, we had to have a show that was free from Bane, otherwise I was going to fucking snap.
Oh, come on. Get
We haven't done all right, Bane.
Bane and T-Pain have come up like three times this
it's my
this
go-to.
Podcast.
It's my go-to annoying bit. That
it's been a long time since we've really
it's
Bane
my
and
go-to.
T-Pain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bane here.
See, that's,
yeah,
that's
pretty much. You see, you weren't wearing your headphones, so you didn't get the full effect,
yeah,
Ross.
Okay.
No, that's good. Keep them off.
You didn't get,
Hold on a second.
No, too late.
One more?
Let me get, did it sound like Bane?
Oh, no, totally. Sure. Totally. Okay. Exactly.
No,
Bane.
It sounds exactly like
exactly
a
like
drunken
Bane.
Kill
face Bane.
Kill face.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's pretty much kill face.
Pretty much kill face.
I'll just go ahead and congratulate you.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, I've really worked hard on it. You know,
it's made Mark crash three cars and four motorcycles.
Yep.
T-Pain is actually much worse, but we need technology to make that happen.
That's true.
Yeah. Sure. But he pops up from time to time on the show. They kind of like take over for it's an unfortunate thing that happens from time to time. But
it does.
I'm sure you can understand, you know, being such a radio professional such as yourself, how these things are so delicate towards, you know.
I don't think so. From what I remember, Neil Bortz probably just used his own voice. I mean, like.
Yeah.
He wasn't one of these tricksters like Phil Henry or anything.
That guy is insane, though,
I love
dude.
Phil Henry.
I mean, he had me fooled for years. I didn't quite understand.
I got on pretty quick, but I got it. It was like, it was fun, though. He was always so funny about it. And just that he knew where to take people and stuff. And now that he's doing all of the people, it's pretty funny still.
Yeah. He popped up again. He's still doing his thing, but he popped up in like a huge way recently for me. Like, I heard him like on a... being awarded something, I want to say, or no idea. I swear, no, it came across my feet.
He got his black belt,
figured if anybody,
or
you'd know.
He, like, he completed the president's physical challenge.
Maybe.
Like
maybe, yeah. I don't know. I'd be good with it. I've been saying, I don't know, lately. Like I'm from fucking like Fargo.
I don't know.
Have you not heard that?
I guess I just haven't been paying attention to anything you've been saying.
Are you talking right now? Are you talking about stuff?
I am sort of.
Craigslist Killers joined us in the chat room.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, we've got a guy on that frequents our chat. He's really kind of creepy. He's the Craigslist Killer.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's really reassuring at night.
It's very.
It really is.
Very, very reassuring.
It really is. But like you were saying before, it's just the internet.
Then again, it's the internet. And Craigslist famous for its killers. I mean, if you were going to pick a website to be murdered by, it would probably be Craigslist.
Yeah. Yeah. Or one of those like dark web things. I've never really ventured into
with
that.
With like a weird even like numbers and letters all mishmashed up, the website type of thing.
Yeah,
you need apparently. Tor to access.
Where
it?
Are those? Yeah,
you need Tor to access it. It's
oh,
where
never
you can,
mind.
You know,
I know where those are.
Yeah. You get, get
I know those
hookers and drugs and everything in between.
Dude, who needs a website for hookers
Didn't
and drugs?
Wasn't it the guy that started one of these like sites though? Like, wasn't he found for like?
It was the guy that did the Silk Road.
Yeah, but he
it?
Had people eliminated. I want to say like. He had
people hits. Rubbed off.
Like yeah, he had people rubbed off.
I don't think there's
it?
Much money in running the internet. I don't.
I don't think there's couldn't. Any money in that at all. Actually,
yeah.
You'd never have to get rub anybody out for billions and billions of dollars. That would probably never happen.
No, I don't think that would ever happen.
Cryptocurrency.
I love Bitcoin because anytime I see it in the news, it's like somebody doing something wild. Like somebody will forget. That they had a hard drive full of Bitcoin and it'll end up in a landfill and they're like systematically searching for it
There was I keep seeing things like that too, like it's just random people. I'm like, how are you so stupid
just
with
one.
This?
Just
or otherwise, just like billions of dollars worth of Bitcoin disappearing from like certain places.
Yep.
Well, one Bitcoin. I think you can get one Bitcoin for like. I don't know. It's like around 100 or was for a bit. Like
I think there's like an original run now, and then there's like they're in the like secondary or the tertiary or maybe even more.
You sound like a guy that owns some Bitcoin, Russ.
No, I mean, you know me. I got a little bit of wheat pennies, a few silver quarters.
He's very
a couple sold. No, I wish I had some buffalo.
He's a recent coin collector. Yeah. He's a coin collector.
Coinologist.
It's always good to have a little silver on you.
He knew it.
What a coinologist? That's what I said.
That's not it
though,
is
it? No.
I still can't remember what it is.
It's fucking it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Either way, no, you've got a coin collection.
It's not like a numismatist or something. Mm-hmm. It has butterflies. I don't have so much a collection. It's like just coins.
Well, it's numerology, so it's...
Oh, boy.
Philately.
It's
no,
something
that's
like
stamps.
That. Something
yeah.
like
I
can that.
Bender likes war nickels.
Bender's a coin collector, too. War Mickles. War Mickles.
Phil Mickles?
War Mickles.
I always like a good coin from the 40s. That's always nice. Like a nice 44, 45.
Well, you're looking for the raw copper in these things,
too. I told you,
that
blew my mind. That, like, a
penny that is nuts.
From 1909 to 1982 is worth twice as much if you smelt it and get the copper
out. Get the actual copper out of the thing.
The face value of 100 pennies is a dollar. It's worth $2 in materials.
Wow.
Whereas on the other end of a scale, they're making dollar coins. Like, new ones cost about 16 cents each to make. That's the opposite of what they do now. Like, now it's just like a token that denotes a value.
Right.
Whereas, like, from, you know, 09 to 60,
it was actually worth
a little
something.
Coin that said how much metal it was worth, basically.
Yeah.
And,
That
blew my mind that it was double as much. It seems crazy to me.
Numismatist.
And then...
Yeah, that's it.
Yes.
Numismatist.
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 I like that better.
Is that's like a Modest Yahoo's side
yeah, right.
side band?
Before we go. No, we're not going yet.
But pretty soon, because this is starting to get expensive.
No, I know.
Ross.
I'm determined to get this one story out because I know you guys will love this. Ross, you do have to enlighten us with a little bit of that one time you were in Pine Hills.
Oh, Crime Hills?
Wait, were you in Pine Hills for the reason that I usually go to Pine Hills?
Not even.
Oh, well,
it might have been happening, but... You weren't. I don't know. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Long story short, I went to a birthday party in Pine Hills and I got a little too inebriated and wandered off and was trying to call my ride.
Yeah.
And was like, I made it almost. I made it to Mercy Drive and almost Colonial, and some guys jumped me.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh.
Short and sweet of it is that it's.
What?
It. God.
Did they kick you? Did they like beat the shit
you,
out of
you? What did you do?
The weird thing is that, you know, I just asked for my stuff, I probably just would have given it to them.
Yeah.
It was more than one guy. Like I said, I was hammered. And it was like, it was three guys, and they just ran up and hit me in the back of the head, knocked Damn, my famous dude. Yellow shooting glasses right off my face. It's like, it took me a minute to even, like, realize what was going on. And then, you know, I just swung until they went away, you know, drunkenly. It was nothing pretty.
Yeah.
And then I called my wife, and she came and picked me up.
But they didn't get any of your shit?
No. They knocked my glasses off my head, like I said, and I couldn't find them.
Right.
But other than that, no. Wallet, phone.
Huh.
Nope. That's why.
It's amazing.
My buddy, whose party I was at, he was like, his famous quote about it was that he said, "That's how you survive a jacking."
There you go.
That's how you survive.
Just your phone or your wallet, you know.
Yep, you survived your very first jacking. Welcome to the hood.
Welcome to the hood.
But now Ross is like
To tie it all together, do you know who lives in Pine Hills? Is our scumbag librarian that works at the downtown librarian.
No kidding.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. Saw her just the other day.
That's hilarious.
She lives in Pine Hills, and like, yeah, she's one of the first people to, you know, hit me up afterwards. I'm like, how did you let that happen? You gotta be careful.
What you doing come right here?
I went to Pine Hills to buy weed in the middle of the day, and I was sketched out. Yeah. I was like, oh, man. I'm like, this is not going to be... Fortunately for me, I can always like turn a little bit black if I need
to. Yeah, but I feel that could be dangerous too, man.
Oh no,
I don't know.
You got to feel out the situation. You have to feng shui it.
You
it's a very
play it
it's
correctly.
Like it's a fluid kind of thing. You have to fucking be. Very...
I love it when I see black guys get more black.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You ever seen this phenomenon where you'll be with
hanging with a
bunch of white dudes, and then a black dude will finally see another black dude, and they will be boom. It's like
I have seen English people like Irish right up when Irish people are around.
Yeah,
that happens for real. No, I'm just trying to tie it.
Oh, I was like, because I've never heard of this. Fucking hey,
I bet it happens. It probably happens.
No, see, yeah. You got to realize, Ross, I'm not good enough yet at this to get some of these nuanced jokes. You've got to really dumb it down for me.
Yeah.
It's second segment. It's...
Oh, yeah. Famously, the second segment gets ridden off the rails.
I've done second segments on the floor before.
He's actually ended up with the first segments and like hasn't started on the floor, but about midway through the first segment, Owen ended up on the floor from inebriation.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. We've made
Yeah, makes for quality broadcasting.
We've made remarkable strides.
Yeah. Are you sure you want to give up this pizza bag? Because it seems like that would make like a really good pillow.
The cat was actually
agreeing with that. or a backup career at that. Yeah, we did see pictures of the cat sleeping.
See,
on
you
it.
Know, he laughed at the pizza bag at the very top of the show when I gave it to him. But the more I could see you're falling in love with that pizza bag because you were just like
growing on you.
I mean, before we started this segment, Ross...
Who doesn't want a bag that smells like old pizza and cat?
Yeah. Perfect for your kid's backpack. He needs a backpack. You can... Yeah. That was his joke.
Worst case, I'll take it to the pawn shop and pawn it for like $85.
I think he can get
worth,
85
right?
bucks out of that.
No, you can totally get 85.
I think that's... I mean, that's custom.
He's going to try and tell you that he's only going to give you 60 for it, but
don't take that.
Right.
Those easily go for 100 on eBay.
Yeah, you never give... You never take
Because
their
it's
first
part of the
offer.
Pizza Hut code. It's one that slipped from the ranks, you know? It's like getting a relic from the Illuminati or something. Like, you're not supposed to
have
this.
Don't talk about that.
You're not supposed to have this precious thing. Like,
I shouldn't have even been saying... You shouldn't have even said that word.
Pizza Hut?
Yeah, god damn it. Don't do it, you son of a bitch. They're going to be outside.
Potential sponsor.
I did eat some Pizza
after
Hut
your
the other night, actually.
You know what was weird, though? I hadn't had Pizza Hut in a good couple of years, and me and Teresa both on the same night had the same craving for a Pizza Hut pizza. Mm-hmm. We wanted a and we did. And that was where it all came from.
Stuffed crust.
Something happened that night. Because
that's what I had the other day.
Something happened that night.
Because I tell you what,
they banged on that pizza bag.
The slightly effeminate delivery driver, he'd been doing it for years. He then started telling us about all the best local pizza places from around town. Here's the Pizza Hut delivery man.
Yeah.
Telling us about all these.
Same guy that left the bag?
Yeah.
Same guy that left the bag.
This guy voted worst employee.
Right? Worst employee ever. Yeah. So here's the way it happens. He comes up the driveway, like, and we're all hanging outside. Typical.
The driveway. You're a Russian character.
And what's that?
You've done that one.
Oh,
you fucked me.
Those fucking guys. No, I got the barbecue grill outside, and he starts talking. He hands us the pizza, I guess, out of the thing, and then maybe he doesn't put it under his arm like most of them do. He sets it down on my barbecue grill that's outside. And then he starts writing handing out the receipt or whatever, and then we start talking to him. So he gets completely distracted. Now, he's talking about, like, go to Cornerstone Pizza if you want this.
Yeah, man, it's right there. Why don't you go to Cornerstone?
But then he said he likes that, like, fucking little Marco's or whatever it is.
I got to take my ass to Jet's Pizza.
Either way, this guy was, like, selling out. Like,
Flippers is real good. Flippers is super good. Close to Flippers.
And then it's crazy. And then he left his pizza bag.
And then he leaves the thing.
Do you want good pizza or not?
It's still probably too far away. I bet they don't deliver here.
Flippers?
I doubt it.
Flippers, I think Flippers is the whole milk mozzarella, which is a big difference.
Oh, dude. I love Flippers. And I'll tell you, I live right down the street from the Flippers, so I will get that shit all the time.
Thank you for that.
Pizza.
Flippers. La, la, la.
I get Anthony's all the time, though.
What? See, Anthony's. No, here's the deal. Hey. I've always been confused by Anthony's because I know there's one,
like,
in.
Are three they, of them? Is that the confusing part?
There's
Anthony's
Thornton
original.
Park.
There's original Anthony's. There's
original.
Anthony's. The original Anthony's. And yeah, there's a lot of them. And they move around a lot.
Who's
too.
Connected? What's the real Anthony's? Yeah. Who's? Yeah. I want to meet Anthony. And
let's find out. Where is he? Anthony, step forward. Where is your long form birth certificate? Why are you still?
Where
on
is
the
your
run?
Long form birth certificate? I want to know that you were not born in Guyana. I want to know
please
that
call
you were
in.
Born in Hawaii.
If we're gonna trust you three, with two, America's one. Pizza. Three, we three, need two. To see your long form birth certificate and find out that you are actually Sicilian, or you need to get out of the business.
Absolutely. You need to have the right name for it
as a member of the pizza party.
You never ever sit with your back to the door or window because you're Anthony, you know?
Yeah. Always sit with your back in the corner.
He would beat the shit out of Papa John.
Papa John is a punk ass bitch.
Papa John up.
Fuck Papa John.
I met him.
What? He looks like a total cunt.
Well, Papa John would be too smart to set up for a meeting at an Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
So Anthony would set him up with a haircut at a barber. And then while Papa John was getting his haircut, and he's all strapped nice down in the barber chair, Anthony would have him whacked.
Yeah.
That's what would happen.
Easy. That's the kind of guy Anthony is.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. And also, you got to remember that Papa John is like a fucking dorky white guy. He's like
trying to find his old Camaro that he drove in high school. Like, get over your high school football glory, Papa John. Like, you know, you
go back to raping your employees and not participating.
You probably couldn't even make the team. You were busy perfecting your pizza sauce like a dork, and you never got laid.
You're fucking in the lab.
And that car was like the only bastion of hope you had, and then you had to sell it to start your first. Just give up, Papa John. Anthony's got your number.
Anthony's
gonna bitch slap you.
And his whole slogan is. The next fucking Papa John's.
The next fuck.
Yeah.
Or like, get out of the way, Papa John. Something like
that. No, he's more determined than that. he's taking it to the next level. He's
no, the next level is
fuck
he's
you, Papa. Yeah. That's his slogan.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
I'm going to make you my bitch.
Yeah,
like he's just gonna find Papa John in a dark alley.
And
like,
by the
rape
way,
him.
By the way, Godfather Pizza, just don't even.
Don't
even start.
I mean, really, just
we're not even going there.
No,
it's a dark road.
But you know what?
I love that shit growing up, though.
I miss living right by a Little Caesars and just being like, you know what? I really want a $5 shitty pizza because it was so good. $5, and they have
so cheap is what you mean. It was well, so cheap good and for good. The money.
It wasn't
it
terrible.
Was so good for
and
the
then
money.
You got the 2 for 2 breadsticks.
Hungry Howie.
Like Taco Bell is the same thing. It's good for the money you spend. It's not good.
No, it's not good at all. Honestly, Taco Bell has lost its appeal since alcohol has left my life. Like, I used to eat so much Taco Bell when I was a drinker because obviously you got to get your fourth meal on after you've
yeah,
been
fourth
drinking.
Fourth meal, yes.
Yeah, after you've been drinking all
I'm
night.
I'm still planning on doing that after this.
I know.
Yeah,
I
you
know.
Practically live off Taco Bell.
No, it's well, it
no,
comes
it's a post show. No, it's a post show tradition. I feel
Taco yeah. Bell butter, kind of
like Checkers
beer and
me.
Marijuana. That's the diet of the Thai.
Well, pretty much. Did you say Checkers? No, no.
Checkers. No, Checkers is my that's my yeah. post show
jam.
Your mantra. Do you, what's your late
again,
night?
Cheap
what
for
do
the
you
movie,
do
for the money you spent? I mean, like, for a while there, if I did good at comedy, I would treat myself to, like, a Gringos Locos taco.
Yeah.
Or, like, late night Taco Bell, for
been
sure.
To the new Gringos now that it's over there?
Right, it's right next to the Bull and Bush. It's, yeah. like, it's like they put a Gringos in my house. It's perfect. It's
yeah.
amazing.
I still need to go. I haven't gone.
The new one
and
yet.
It's the perfect Gringos. You just walk
right
through,
down the
you give them
street.
Your order, you walk right out. It's perfect. Got your tacos.
Gringos.
I like tacos.
I'm getting hungry now. We're going to have to end the show.
Yeah.
We're going to have to end the show.
That's like a classic Soma cow.
Well, end the
like
show with the munchies?
For a while, get hungry as hell, and start talking about food
yeah,
for a while.
Yeah,
no,
well,
we have trends that we normally hit on in every show that we've avoided for the most part in every show, which
okay,
is why
well,
I'm not going to...
Let's do like the trends. What are like
Jesus.
The basic hits of the show?
Major hits of the show. Owen and Duncan start talking about professional wrestling.
Yeah.
Pro wrestling.
Used to enjoy it until my wife like told me it's you know fairy tales for grown men. Stop drinking and watching pro wrestling. Get on with your life. And so,
but then they came out with the WWE Network. That's only
$10
a month.
I'm all in. I'm
it's
back,
so good. I don't even have it, but I go around his place just to watch it. All right, like,
wrestling
pay per views.
Like
oh my god.
Nor have we done dick references.
Oh, dicks are always
okay. As long
I mean,
as
a lot of dick talk on the porch, but not so much in here.
It used to happen very
within low. About 5 seconds of the show. There would
yeah.
be dick conversations.
Yeah.
So you guys have grown. That's
and
really
well,
have
bowel movements.
Matured.
We've evolved. The one thing before we go, before we wrap up the show, there's been one constant theme that we've had ever since I have started doing the show, and Owen and I have tried to keep it constant for all the new people that come onto the show.
Oh, that's right.
And that is we have...
I forgot about this until just now.
Yeah, we have what's like to... We call the butthole count.
The butthole count.
Okay. And that's a rough estimate of how many buttholes...
I mean, I'm not ashamed. I have one.
not that you have that you how many you estimate that you've seen
within your life
in your life yeah
but you know
now we also buttholes. Yeah buttholes like
female buttholes as well as male buttholes
oh yeah a butthole is a
I know we've
a
done
human
this
butthole is a human butthole
yeah
because I've only
but,
seen
but
one or two male buttholes
a cat is a quarter butthole a dog is
no those don't count no there's no animal butthole
I don't know buttholes
there's no animal ratio
I've had a very similar conversation about the amount of people that you've ever seen naked
yes
this
and
is basically
I always freak people out because the huge majority of the people I've seen naked over the course of my life are grown-ass adult men in a gym locker room in a sauna specifically. I love a good sauna.
Okay.
So, like, I'll walk in there with a couple books. Even in the wet sauna, I'll walk in there with a couple fucking
really?
Books and just read the whole time. But, like, grown-ass dudes walk in naked, maybe do, like, nude stretching in a fucking steam sauna. So, like...
yeah.
In the ratio, it's probably like 2 to 5 female to male that I've seen. And I've seen
a lot of dude buttholes.
Yeah.
Wow.
And like a lot of them, like elderly
takes
dudes.
A big man to
elderly
admit this
dudes
one.
Like to throw their foot up on the stool.
On the bench, dude.
And straight up blow dry the whole taint.
It's not even your
region,
fault. They're just
no.
And they're like throwing powder,
slow.
Like kind of at yeah. it. They're not even like on it, but they're just kind of throwing powder at it and kind of hoping something sticks.
Balls
and, like,
enough, they know. They, you know, they've learned. You got to blow it.
They do like complicated procedures in there, man. It's weird.
Craigslist says 58 buttholes.
Oh, he's got a 58?
Yeah.
A conservative 58?
A conservative 58. A concise 58. Mm-hmm.
Very concise.
58? If I had to say, I'm going to say 100.
You're going to say 100
more buttholes. Than the Craigslist killer, probably.
Round 100.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm 23.
He knows very specifically.
Very specifically.
Well, no, we've gone, and I was yeah. I was pretty high. I was pretty high on the list, but I was in the 100 range as well. Like,
I wouldn't probably even be hitting the 20s without like the
gym locker
thing.
Room.
Right.
But that really does up the odds, man.
I'm European.
And almost completely.
That doesn't really have anything to do with it because it you moved does, over here when you were so
culture.
Young.
Spa culture.
Yeah,
is
but
real
he moved over here. He moved over
As
here.
Too I
young.
Saw the majority of buttholes when I was a small lad.
Mm-hmm. When he was an altar boy, I believe is actually what.
When
he was.
We first moved over to the States, I was 6, turning 7. We
making
moved
money.
In the March. My birthday's
making money, looking at buttholes.
My birthday is in the May. I'm super young. For
birthday
the first
the
probably year, and we moved into a house, you know, with a pool.
Uh-huh.
For the first year,
and your mother said,
"We're sending you to British butthole school, so you can learn about British buttholes like a proper British lad."
Right? It's pretty much what, you know, she said.
That's exactly, that's, yeah. You know, what conversation that they had at their wedding, actually.
You know, what she actually said was, little O, it's okay if you swim around in your... In your nothings, and it better. Why don't you just swim naked all the time so you don't have to, you know, wear clothes?
And your nothings are different than swimming naked.
That's nothing.
She was trying to teach him English at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Same thing.
Well, she failed, obviously, I was so confused.
I was going to say that still.
Things.
You still what? Haven't caught on to that.
No, it's. A weird situation where for yeah I there's pictures of me at like 7 completely nude
swimming
or like having
running
a conversation
around.
Like running around or like having a conversation just
you
yeah,
had, you had
just in the nude
appearance.
They didn't seem to mind.
No, like, that's horrible.
It was a weird thing. We had
child nudity is not okay. Child nudity is awkward.
It is, and the Europeans are just like completely all right with it though. So, I don't know.
I know, and that's a kinda little
weird.
Creepier.
A little bit weird.
It's a little weird, but I don't know. I mean, was I too old? Yeah, but for the most part, when I did it, like they had that type of
the
screened
buttholes.
In
I mean,
pool, though.
Butthole, it was pretty good value.
I saw.
Yeah, I still don't understand how you've seen that many buttholes if you were swimming naked. Like, your own butthole counts once. We've had that conversation.
Think about all the other naked kids.
There was also the toilet cam. I mean,
there was the toilet. That's different. Those are websites that only I go to frequently.
Been to some pretty, interesting places.
What about animal buttholes? If you add animal buttholes into the mix,
but I grew up on a farm.
Oh boy, that's your total is climbing. I can see it. It's running. Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we cut out porno buttholes. Like
there's no way that
that was part of the equation, and then we cut that out.
Because then it just gets too complicated.
Because
then it
gets into
the
hundreds of thousands.
No, we had determined at some point that a porno butthole was worth
a
third of a butthole.
Oh, it was
a
half butthole.
The math got
you tried to do a butthole compromise?
Oh, we really did, okay.
We had butthole accountants in here,
right.
Like
yeah.
Crunching butthole numbers.
They had
and
the
everything.
Tape running.
Yeah, they had the tape running. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's like we're talking about. You got to divide the circle either in at 360 degrees or 400 gone. Make up your mind on the unit. And then butthole increments.
Yep.
It's true.
Yep.
I guess he's got a point there. Now that we know how to fucking materialize the butthole account.
I like it. I want to get, I want to make a whole line of butthole merchandise now. I think that's the next step.
Should make butthole soap.
Butthole soaps. Little O-N-R-S. I can
mint.
See it. O-N-R-S around the anus,
around
you know?
The anus,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I like it.
It's good. It's good. What do you think of our marketing strategies?
You guys got a solid product. You're promoting it in all the right places.
Yo, yeah.
I mean, your name of your show is on the lips of important people in O-Town.
Hey,
and,
man.
I'm sure you boys are on the way to the big time, just like
we're gonna be radio superstars, guys. You heard it out of Ross's mouth. We're gonna be radio superstars tomorrow. Ross's guarantee. We're expecting the Ross bump, you know.
The Ross bump in our ratings.
We're gonna get the ratings
in the Nielsen's.
Yeah, we're gonna check the ratings.
It's gonna pop overnight.
I can't make any promises, but my people usually take care of it, and it's you know.
Hey man,
I don't know if you've seen this documentary called The Muppet Movie, but they have this thing called the standard rich and famous contract, and you'll probably get one by courier.
Sweet.
Really soon.
It's going to come in the mail.
I'm assuming.
Wow.
Seems to happen.
Wait to see it.
Whew. I can't wait. I love it.
Also take pictures of the delivery dude.
It's like, does it come in the form of one of those big checks? The you know, you get from the publisher's clearinghouse.
No, but when you win the lotto,
if you get super lucky, the delivery guy might have a nice bag that leaves on top of your grill. You might get lightning might strike twice.
Sweet. Yeah, I'll get a second pizza bag.
Be more of a mail bag.
Be more of like a man purse.
Yep.
Kind of like a felony bag.
I feel like that's a good bag to have.
Let's not name that.
Like, it's better. I would take a mail bag over a pizza bag. I feel like you could get a lot in a mail bag.
You can get a lot in a mail bag. You can get a lot in that pizza bag. I think you're underestimating that pizza bag.
Who's got the best bag of all the professionals? Go. Best bags.
Me.
Ty.
It's me.
Mountain climbers have some pretty badass backpacks.
No, you won't.
Yes, they do. They do. Mountain climbers do have pretty sweet backpacks.
Man, I astronauts.
That's a great backpack.
Holy backpack shit. That backpack keeps you alive.
Keeps you alive and fucking got thrusters and shit.
It does have thrusters.
Do you know who doesn't have backpacks and could totally use them? Superheroes. All that shit on the belt, put it in a backpack, lose the cape.
You don't know.
And you're like, you're good to go. Like you said, you could put thrusters underneath it, like wings.
Why do you point at me when you're talking about superheroes?
I don't know.
Why are you insinuating Aquaman?
Oh, I'm sorry, Duncan. I'm sorry, Dunkwoman. Oh, shit.
Dunkwoman.
By the way, name of the episode, Dunkwoman.
And when I wake up in the morning, Owen will have drunkenly photoshopped a picture of me onto Aquaman's face.
Yeah, something like that.
Dunkwoman does Dallas.
Dunkwoman?
Give me an old porno Duncan.
I already have the mustache for it.
Your mind, Ty. Sometimes it just does go places.
That's because he's a lizard. Places. Oh, that's another thing that we touch on is that Ty's a lizard man.
Oh, lizard people?
Ty's one of the lizard
people. By the way, he's part of the government conspiracy. He's
part of the Illuminati and the thousand
several times.
I'm regulating over.
Well, I mean, you guys know the test, right?
I don't know the test. Please,
cover yours, Ty.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, you gotta take your earphones off. All you do is cover yours.
All you do, you roast a baby, and if he eats it, he's a lizard man.
If
he doesn't, he's not.
Then he's not.
Can I just comment because?
He was listening.
Even though
a human will cover their ears, he's a lizard man. Kill him, Aquaman, kill him.
I don't know what you're talking about. There's no Aquaman here.
Oh, we finally figured out why the show exists. It's to bring the two of you together so that evil can be taken care of. That the world can be saved.
Can somebody give me a baby? Give me that baby back ribs and the baby.
On that note, I'm closing on a high one tonight.
I'm doing it.
This song's actually called Reptiles. Look at that.
Fucking right it is. Yes.
Russ, it has been an absolute pleasure.
Absolute pleasure, man.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome back anytime whenever you need to maybe stretch those comedic muscles. You ever had muscles? I tried them for the first time the other day. They were delicious.
Like I said,
I was at my house.
For some reason, I thought of that song "Pulling Muscles from a Shell" the other day.
Pulling muscles from a shell.
Such a fucked up song.
Jesus Christ!
Why I thought of it?
That's by
some Brits. Some crazy butthole looking Brits.
Oh, they do that song. It's cool for cats.
They do that. They do that hit. I'm trying to. My dad. It's a total dad band. My dad had that. Do you have anything to promote? Do you have any? You're maybe doing comedy tonight. You can promote that at least.
No, Mark's not coming. And I don't want the Craigslist killer there. But you know, you can catch me at TomandDan.com or like I said, I was telling you guys earlier, I'm going to be at the Orlando Indie Comedy Festival, and their website, OrlandoIndieComedy.com.
Orlando Indie Comedy,
yeah. All
right. .com. Thanks again, man. Duncan, Ty, thank you.
Hey, man.
You had a good time? Yeah, you doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Yeah? And of course, we get to the end of the show and he starts grabbing my nipples.
Yeah.
I'm just tweaking it a little bit. Just a little bit. You like it.
He loves nipples. Tight.
That Ty motherfucker. You tall lizardy bastard.
First part of the day.
We'll catch you on the we'll catch you on the flip side, Ross. Again, I can't say it enough times. We'd love to have you back. Anytime you want to be here, that's fine. TomandDan.com.
Oh no, radio show.
Oh no, radio show.com for all of our archives. And while we're at it.
Eat a bag of dicks.